All right, this was a quick count. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible for us. Here we are, worldwide live, broadcasted through the internet. Thank you all for being here. This is Wednesday, September the 30th, 2015. My name is Gijs Minderhout. The Wednesday call, meaning we have questions and there will be answers to those questions. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people here already, giggling people, having a good time, talking, and more people joined in here in the last minute. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location. First, let me start with a lady from Dallas. Who was that?
Raiden. Dallas.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
All right.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey, greetings.
When BBS came on, there was a lady I heard say from Dallas. Who was that?
Is it Terry?
Wilson, Delaware.
Anyway, who else, please?
Hi, everyone.
Please say your name and location.
This is Bonnie in Corona.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Good to be here.
All right.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, sir.
Good evening and welcome, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
And this is Terry in Dallas.
It is Terry. Hello, Terry. It had to be Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Terry.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hey there.
Maryland in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I thank you very much.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, everyone.
Well, you know what, Heis? I really like it. BBS Radio said they're crazy. At least I found a nice place to be.
You're not the only one there, Donna.
Yeah. You know, I'm great. I'm in good company now.
Did I hear a sound from Shirley?
Is that Shirley?
Wondering if Shirley's here. Well, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Oh.
Hi, Donna from Ventura.
Wow. Hey, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you...
Hi.
Dear Terry, how are you doing, my sister?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
Terry.
Yeah.
Right now, I give you a big, energetic hug and tell you all.
I got it. I got it.
Love you.
Nice. It's
really love you much. Love you much.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Helen, Virginia.
Say it again, please.
Helen, Virginia.
Hi, Helen. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being there.
Yes, my pleasure.
Hi. Terry Brown. Did you hear anything called the Sedona Vortex Array?
Aaron from Plymouth.
Oh, hi, Aaron. No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
Hi, Joni.
More people join in. Welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, how are you doing, brother?
Oh, could be better, could be worse.
All right.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
That is Chris in Memphis.
My brother Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, Heis?
Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, man.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, you're here.
Have you ever eaten at Rizzo's Diner?
I don't think so. Is it in Memphis?
Yeah. It's on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, that's
check
weird.
It out. It looked pretty good.
We had more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Steve from West Palm Beach.
Welcome, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fantastic. Being here.
Good.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
Simply say your name and location.
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Is it Chris from Oregon?
No.
No, North Carolina. Sorry, I'm late.
North Carolina. Welcome to the call, Chris.
Thanks.
You've been this before, right? Or is it your first time?
First time.
First time. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you again.
Welcome.
All right.
Welcome. Hey, the party doesn't start till you get here.
Hello. All right. The more people join in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Robert. Carolina.
Hello, Robert.
Ooh.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Where are you located, Robert?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
I'm Jeannie. I didn't say it before. Jeannie from Citrus Heights.
Jeannie Citrus Heights. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you.
All right. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Hi, Jeannie and Roger.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Well, you're sure you guys are cheering me up.
I hope so.
Yeah, cool. Conference call.
Ron's responsible for it. Ron did this. He started this.
Ron started what?
All this giggling, laughing, and being cheered up.
All right.
Ron did it. Just did it.
I don't know what to say.
So you
Ron,
did it.
I did it. Okay, I'll admit to it.
We're looking for someone to do a joke workshop.
Mm-hmm. Ron does it.
Huh. I've been telling some jokes lately.
Who is that?
Chris.
Yeah.
You know what? This is Chris, and she's here for the very first time joining in with us, and she's from Carolina. Right, Chris?
Yeah, North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right.
Chris, you're too new to... You can tell a joke right now, though. Go ahead.
Well, okay.
Keep it clean.
Okay. They're all clean. This one's kind of corny, but how did Staten Island get its name?
How?
Well, the Dutch were cruising the harbor, and one of the guys on deck thought he spotted some land, and he pointed and asked, "Is that an island?"
That's good.
Right. You.
I like that.
You're picking on Dutch.
All right. You got us, Chris.
That's a good one.
anyone want to outdo Chris?
Did you hear about the man that lost the entire left side of his body? He's all right now.
Oh, I like that one.
Don, is he living on Staten Island?
I like that Staten Island one.
I wish.
Poor height. They accuse you of being in New York now.
All right. Okay. Let's start a recording. So we just get a bunch of questions in today.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
30.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is September 30th, 2015. 30 days have September, April, May, and November, so tomorrow is October 1st. And Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and all of you everywhere. And tonight, is the night that we ask questions to our sources. And, you know, we have new people who have been submitting questions. And keep it coming. You'll find it's quite amazing. A couple of things that I'd like to point out. Sometimes people ask a question because they want to test our sources. And they want them to show off. Like somebody said, could you ask this question next week? But when you get to it, don't read the question. Just tell them to answer the question. And they may be able to do that, except if they did, I wouldn't want them to do it. If somebody can do something miraculous and demonstrate something miraculous consistently, like some kind of psychic phenomena, there's a number of reasons not to do that, publicly in particular. One of the reasons is that I have carefully observed the MO of these group souls and what they would like to do with us to evolve this realm. And basically, it's a co-creative relationship. I show up, they show up, the energy shifts, and that the people that come on to the calls regularly get to participate in that. And it develops the energetic rapport based on the rapport, not based on doing something miraculous. Historically, when people do miraculous things, and somebody says, show me, prove it, what happens is either the skeptics, they're still saying it was a trick, okay? And the other people are saying, okay, I'll follow you anywhere. Where are you going? And either way is not a good potential, okay? Another thing has to do with clarifying historical things regarding religious stuff or taking the inventory of other people or other people's work, all right? That's not something I want to do, okay? You know, religion may have its failings, and it, you know, certainly does. And in the worst aspect of religion, people become blind believers. You know, they may not have an experience, but they believe their religion is best. They can think they're superior to other people. They can think they're going to go to heaven because they're in that religion, and maybe they will, but I don't know. In its worst case, in its best case, speaking just for Christianity, a good portion of the Bible has the direct words of Jesus. And there's a lot of positive in that. And there's a lot of people that have taken his words and integrated it and made it part of their life, not as a belief pattern, but as a real experience. And so it's like if they did that, and they did it because religion brought them to that, I'm not here to tear down the religion. I'm not here to say... the Elohim are not here to do that. I may occasionally do that, but I'm not going to ask them to do it. And I wouldn't tear somebody's religion down, but I would say something that would be kind of controversial to someone who was religious. But I'm not going to ask them to say it. So that way I get the gas and not them. And they probably wouldn't answer because there's a lot of pathways to God, and somebody's using a certain pathway, even if it has certain faults, it may be working, okay? I mean, we may be a pathway to the higher realms, and we certainly have lots of faults, me and Terry, both, you know? And you don't have to, you know, one thing I've learned is you don't have to be perfect to do this. You just have to have very high intent and be consistent. And even with that, there are days you're going to have a bad day and be grumpy or angry. And it's okay because that's just part of being human. And so in any case, I'm not going to. And also people ask me, is so-and-so positive? What do you think of this challenge? And same thing about religion. It's like, I think we're positive, but I don't even tell you to believe that. I tell you to kick the tires, watch us over a period of time, and really, if it's positive, you should get something out of it that you can carry into your life. You don't have to believe in something to say, well, I believe in this, so I'm okay. Somehow humans have this illusion that if they believe in the right thing, then everything is okay. Or if they follow the right person, everything is going to be okay. And my experience is that it has to come back to you. And you have to have some kind of experience. And a lot of people keep coming back to our calls, and I don't think they're followers. I don't think I'm a follower. I just show up. We just show up, and there's a lot of wisdom on this call. And if you keep taking the wisdom and the energy and the care, it's like there's a transforming power in it, which just happens gradually. But it's up to each person to discover that. And I get so many emails from people that have discovered it. They say, my voice is getting better. I can now feel this great energy on demand. My relationship with my boyfriend got better since I've been on your calls. So it's kind of like people are learning how to be more loving and to have their hearts open and to express that into the world around them. And that you don't have to express that to just somebody on a call. You can express that to anyone, anywhere, because we're all part of the same track, the human race. And when your heart's open, other people feel it. They don't have to know it's because you're on this call or that you went to church or that you love Jesus. And you may tell them or you may not, but they'll feel the energy, and they'll feel the upliftment. So on that note, let's go to our calls for tonight. Thanks, all of you. Keep in mind that Terry, are you there? Can I hear you?
That the answers don't apply to necessarily to you.
I'm here.
All right. Okay. Got it. All right. You know, I just want to maybe add one more thing to what I was saying, is that when we started doing these calls, I was very cautious. I didn't ask many people. There were a few people that had read my book, and it took me a long time of testing it before I felt confident enough to say opening it up to other people, that I felt confident enough in the answers that were coming through, in Terry's ability to do this, in the positive intent of our sources, and our ability to handle the energy. This is a very unusual call, and it's like we have sources that say they created the universe, and if you didn't listen to Monday's call, just go to the archives and listen to it and listen how they describe it and see if it sounds credible to you. I mean, we've been asking these questions now for years, and I haven't found any reason to have doubt in the intent of our sources. But I don't give up my power, and they don't want me to give up my power. In fact, they like that I don't give up my power because then I'm more credible to you. You know, if I was just like saying, right now we're going to talk to the, you know, how can, I don't even know how to say it. If I was saying the Elohim or I was putting them on a pedestal, they don't even want to be on a pedestal. But they want to help us, and they have the ability to help us, and they help us by their wisdom and more than that, their ability to send energy into this realm and their ability with the Ra group to connect with people in a very personal and individual way so you can learn to feel their presence. And it's, you know, it's not that different from religion, except it's not religion, because I don't want anyone to believe this on faith. We're not tithing. Somehow we're managing to do this by the seat of our pants. And when we sell products, it's one of the ways we support the work, okay? And for the heck of it, let me just see something here. I am on the internet, and where is, here it is. I just want to see if there's somebody on the call. Yeah. You know, I'm going to be, you know, we sent out another thing on our Wellness Oz today, and take a look at it. I'm still giving away a free Auto Oz worth $20 if anyone buys.
But, Auto Ozone.
Auto Ozone. Maybe I should change the name to Auto Oz. In any case, you know, we just sent out our first group of these devices, a few days ago, a week ago. And we're starting to get the emails and the calls from people who are blown away. I'll be compiling them, and I'll let you know. I mean, I have the belief, you know, that almost everyone who gets this is going to get an immediate result. And that's a lot to occur. And we'll see. And I'll be honest with you about that. But so far, it's been pretty good. And read all the stuff on it. Go to the website, and you'll probably be glad that you got it. Plus, you got 30 days to return it if for some reason you're not totally delighted with it. Okay, now, on that note, let me get out our...
I want to quick say, Win, that Felipe was talking before the call started about his ozonator, and he loves it. It has great effect on him, and for other people as well.
Felipe, 2*6 while I'm recording.
You got 1 minute, Felipe. That's it. We got to start with the questions.
Yes, Winnie? Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, good. Thank you. So how long have you had that machine now?
Well, I got it, I guess, Thursday. And
okay.
I didn't even use it over the weekend. I had an urgent trip that I had to take. And, you know, when it's very synchronistic how this thing landed in my lab. I'm starting up my own business, and I'm a healer, and I'll be able to use this on my clients for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But... during my trip, I actually talked to somebody who also had one and knew somebody who had one of the real pricey machines.
Uh-huh.
And so I got a lot of tips on what I could use it for and how I could use it and apply it. So when I came back, I unpacked it and started, and I was very depleted from this trip. My energy was just knocked out completely. So I would have to caution people, though, to take Lynn's advice, go slowly with it. I kind of used it as a vaporizer while I was, you use real cold water, ice cold water, and it makes like a kind of like a mist that you can smell it actually. It's kind of a pleasant smell, but I kind of used it like a vaporizer for a little bit, and it gave me a headache. That was too much, so I had to kind of back off. And I drank it a little too late at night, and I couldn't sleep. I was just so, but not in an unpleasant way. I was just so happy. I was running around the house, you know, taking care of business. And I just know better that if I need some rest, you know, and I've got to ease into it a little more. But I also, my dog has allergies, and it comes with a little spray bottle in there. And I have been structuring my water anyway and filtering it. So I structure the water, and then I ozonate it, filter it, structure it, ozonate it, put some in that little spray bottle, and spray my dog with his allergies, and it could get very hot here, so it's cold. I keep it in the fridge, too. But it was very cold with ice water, and he just loved it, and it really took down the itchiness. I'm going to keep up with that, too. Thank you so much, and it's a very nice little package they put together for you, too. It's well worth it. Save your pennies.
Thank you, Felipe.
You know, there's you to make you, Felipe. And we'll be keeping tabs on you and other people that are using it. There are huge health benefits to this device. But I'm going to be the last person to tell you, other than to say that. Have your own experience, because I don't want to get in trouble. But in other words, we're not allowed to sell it for health benefits other than purifying water and clarifying your skin. But ozone seems to work if you do the track record on ozone for almost everything. And it's not that expensive. Might work for you in some way, shape, or form. All right, Gary, we're ready. Okay. Thank you, Felipe.
As ready as we'll ever be.
Ready okay. as we'll ever be.
Yeah.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realm of the light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra. We take a moment and we move into the space of Earth and into the space of each one on the line, and we note the light that each one has. Each person has their own light, which is visible to us, their own frequency, their own soul signature. Everyone has their own soul signature. And we are very honored to be in the opportunity to assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from Jason in Omaha, Nebraska. I was recently fired from a job
where I was told I was doing very well. I was told that business was up 40% and was thanked for my good works. And he says, any thoughts? Obviously, he was really taken off guard. What do I do next? Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look at this. We do not think you should take it personally, as there is someone in the company that has their own agenda. And you are doing a good job. You were doing a good job. So do not make little of that. You can, and you know how good a job you were doing. And we see that there may be someone there, a woman that is kind of jealous of the success you were having. So do not take it personally and move on. Do not stay in the negative bubble they have created by their action. They will miss you, and you will have much fucking success in another job and be better off to be out of the negative energy that was covert and underground.
Thank you. This is a question from Joan in Grand Island, Nebraska. And let me just say that to Joan and everyone else, remember, regardless of the answer, always apply your own scrutiny. Make sure it fits. Make sure that there's not bleed through coming through Terry and distorting the answer. And everyone else should remember that although many of us go through the same issues and the same answers can apply to a number of people, it may not apply to you, even if it's a similar issue, because you're different than the person that's asking the question.
Yes, okay. The situations can have different factors to even though the question is the same.
Yeah. So you have to apply your own discernment. And the question here is from Joan in Grand Island, Nebraska. And I was wondering if my soul contract with my significant other is almost up for this lifetime. And she's not saying why she thinks that. That's all she has said. Okay. So I turn it over to our sources.
The idea has come across your mind. So take a look and see what factors, what flashes of manifestation crept in various areas to make you think that way. You wrote the contract, and he wrote the contract. And is there something in what he wrote that is coming to fore at this time? Is there some physical manifestation that makes you have the thought that it may be ending? Also, we look at not only is there a physical contract, but there is a bond beyond the physical. And this bond beyond the physical, does it suddenly stop? Does it go on? Is it something that can be picked up after death? Is it a beyond death contract? Sometimes people have premonitions and they do not have anything particularly to relate it to. We do not wish to evaluate for you or tell you that there is something of that nature. But if you are picking up an intuition, take a look at it, pray about it, and see if, as you meditate on it, you can find out more information, because there is also backup information, more information behind intuitions that may not be readily apparent.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Jaina in Elk Grove, Nebraska. Everything has been catching up to me, and I've been feeling very alone and troubled lately. My question is, are the Elohim able to hear me?
Yes. The answer is yes. And we pick up your feelings. We pick up how you feel, and you feel a lack of connection. And then you wonder if you are still connected to us or if we are connected to you. We have such a high vibration that it is beyond the normal range of frequency, beyond the normal range of connection. So very often people think that they have not connected with us, but they have. It is merely that we are of a frequency that is beyond the normal frequency. So when people reach out for us, we see their light, and sometimes their light gets very, very strong, and they reach up maybe even numbers of feet above their head to make contact with us, and they expect something really strong and vibrant back, and we are very subtle, but we hear you, we see your light, and we are connected. So keep on talking to us and keep on meditating.
You know, she had a second question. What do you do when you hear her?
It is a sense. It is a vision. It is a vibration. And we hear your thought, and we have compassion over your feeling of aloneness, and we wish we could fill it in. We are very sensitive, and we are beyond voice and sound and vision. It is a multiplex of senses, and these senses move into a concept, and we experience the concept.
Thank you. Question is from Kyle in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is first-time question.
I've been seeing a lot of synchronicity in my life as of late. In particular, I see the same combination of numbers, usually 636. This shows up as the time, both AM and PM. I want to know how to go about understanding the messages behind these numbers. Recognizing synchronicity in general, its purpose, and understanding this number message specifically for me. Thank you.
Thank you. There are general meanings of numbers, and then when you translate it into a time, 636, 636, there was something in your past that was at that time, and it is struggling to make itself known. There was something that happened at that time, and something significant. And as you experience it, let it become more clear and see what other references, what other vision pieces, what other flashes come in, what sense comes in with 636. And it does relate specifically to you. And take a look at what other significances come in when that number appears for you. It will give you more information because all the information is there, but the main flag is 636.
Thank you. This is from Dan, and Dan didn't give his city, but it's not a personal question, so I'm going to ask it. I'd like to know if I'm correct in my observation that we here in the world are always in exactly the circumstances that we need to be in for our growth and learning, regardless of the circumstances being good, bad, or indifferent. And if I could, I would also like to hear the opinion of the Elohim on this being a magical world. Thank you.
Thank you. The surroundings, the circumstances a person is in is a result, a complex result of the thought processes, the situation the person is in, the commitment the person has made, the location the person is in, the star connections, the astrology connections the person is in. And it can move one into getting exactly what they need at a particular time, although sometimes it may seem like it is not something that they need or want. But there is some lesson that can be learned by dealing with all the forces that are brought to bear at one time on an individual. Sometimes the forces are overwhelming and seem like they are totally wrong in what the person needs. However, when the person resets and comes even to their transition, then they have more opportunity in their next future life to see how to avoid such circumstances as not having enough money, not having enough food, not having watched out during one's life to make way for a future, to set things aside for the future. And sometimes when a person is younger, it seems like everything is there that one would ever need. And then sometimes later, it seems like, no, it's not. And so there are these learning lessons that are available. It does it in every case, create a learning lesson in every single case. There is some lesson to be learned in every case. And if nothing else, the lesson can be to rock and roll with the punches, to not get stuck in the current situation, not get stuck in the upset, but to learn how to move above it, and then to not get stuck trying to solve something that is already past solving, but to move into a new situation and be able to reset oneself and to rebuild and to grow.
Thank you. I wanted to mention that in a previous question, it came up that not all things that happen in one's life are on this planet, our destiny, or say meant to be, so to speak, as some New Age people
yes.
would have it. It's like there is this stuff where you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you end up going through a rabbit hole. It's very unfortunate because, I mean, it might be a good rabbit hole. So it might be fortunate, it might be unfortunate. But it was not necessarily something that was meant to be or meant not to be. It just happened to be with a slight random choice you made that took you into an area, for better or for worse, where something would happen. And then there are times when the collective or part of the collective makes a choice, and you're caught up in the choice of the collective. For example, if you're in a country that goes to war, and you have to be part of that because it's the law. It's the law of the land to join the army. And so there's a lot of factors involved aside from everything being meant to be, okay? And
yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Yes?
And
okay.
When someone is like having a higher lesson, it can be to let the problem, the difficulty, the pain, the thing that they're caught in, and the circumstances take them into transition, to let it go and to keep the lessons from that life and then move into another one and reset and grow if one transitions higher to a higher plane or if they reincarnate, to readjust and reset and learn to avoid the circumstances that they ran into previously.
Thank you. Next question here. This is from Wolf in Delaware.
Wolf's, it's not Lone Wolf. I think Wolf's Baumgart, I think. Recently, after listening to solfeggio frequencies, I attained a state of deep relaxation, and it seemed that my inner light being floated far from my body. I found myself surrounded by orbs of white light in a new energetic state of consciousness in a very nurturing, intelligent, and inspirational environment. The orbs merged into a single brilliant white light I felt included in a higher dimensional stream of consciousness at one with the universe. For 24 hours, it felt utterly euphoric, but then the opposite extreme set in, and I felt utterly drained and chaotic for a week. It has taken 2 weeks to return to a semblance of equilibrium. Could you please tell me the source of this experience? I hope it was of higher consciousness and not a false flag operation. Thank you.
Thank you. You burned a lot of energy in this experience. And it was not a bad experience, but you need to replenish your energies. It was a place where the energies are much, much higher, and there is a lot of burning of energies to maintain the energy of the place where you were visiting. And then there was also the contrast between where you were and where you came back to, which was a big difference in energy expenditure and the experience of being there and being back in your own home. So that was part of the experience, that you experienced a difference of energy levels. And so it seemed like you did not have as much energy, but we recommend replenishing your energy with nutrition and making sure you get enough vitamins. Well, and then the experience like you had, your body can burn up much nutrition and need to be replenished.
Was he having an experience with beings on the other side through the orbs who were coming in to connect with him? And were those beings positive?
Thank you. We see those beings as in existence, and being there when one moves into their space, the better question might be, was his experience beneficial overall for him? We see much more, but we leave it there for him to, first of all, adjust his body, to replenish the nutrition and get stronger, first of all, and take a look at how, what happened, what he was doing before he had that experience, and the amount of energy expended on the experience, and then decide whether it is something he might wish to not partake in the future.
Thank you.
I've been asking questions here from people who are new. But let me ask a question here from Margaret in Auckland, New Zealand. And her first thing is something has happened to me. So ask sources if they agree to take the questions from me before starting. No elaboration wanted.
Yes, we will take a question.
Okay. And so the first question is, and I'm not sure what she means by this, and, you know, she says, can you still see the soul signature for me?
Yes, but we can, but be careful not to merge too fully with other factors. And as we have told you, as in the past, when your soul guides left, we suggested you maintain your energy and maintain your own center and maintain your own ability for discernment and making decisions. Do not get so close to another that you are totally taken over, as it is important for you to maintain your own soul signature. You didn't lose it, but do not allow yourself to be taken over by another soul signature.
Even one on the other side?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Other question is, are my prayers to God and the Trinity now unable to pass freely to them?
You are the one in control of the situation. The prayers are still passing to them, and you, as we stated in the last few sentences, it is important to maintain your own soul signature and your own identity and your own discernment. So back up a little bit and know your prayers are answered, are looked at, are heard. We state that emphatically. Your prayers are heard. Do not let them or the answers be overridden by anyone else.
Thank you. Let's see here. One more question, and Jerry Hearn, ask your question next week. Chris, ask your question next week. That means you have to get through the week, Chris. So that's good news. And Don Herman has a question, and we'll finish with this. Regarding terms such as right brain, left brain, ego, physical mind, higher mind, are these terms all describing aspects of the same mind, of our one mind? If so, should we be attempting to harmonize these different aspects, or how do we best deal with them? Thank you.
Thank you. The mind is different than the brain, and it is different than the creative side. It is different than the logical side. And so they harmonize us, they harmonize, or they don't harmonize us, they don't. And one should not attempt to get them all together. One should maintain their own center and decide, because the mind might be sending a false thought, a thought that one would not want to follow. And it is not the person higher self. It is an aspect of the mind or an aspect of the body. As the person is a complex being made of many cells and can send different signals, and one would not want to make them all work together. They didn't naturally work together. One might say, that's an idea that I just I want to dissipate and ignore.
You know, it seems to me that it's not so much an effort in getting everything working together. It's a matter of getting above it all, and then it starts to just work together underneath the higher consciousness. And you can't do that linearly or logically. It just has to kind of happen. You can visualize it, you can aim for it, but it's not like you can go and say, here's a course on getting the higher aspect of yourself together so everything else can fall in underneath it. Does that make sense to restore sources?
Yes. One can get the overlooking. One can be in charge. One can be in control.
You know, I think one gets the idea, and I used to have this idea, that one day he would be together. He'd be enlightened. Everything would be in harmony. And I don't know if it works that way. I think it's a constant flow. And as you can move into the flow, it may look to other people like you have certain things together. But from being in the center of it, you may be like riding a bull, okay? So it's like learning how to ride a bull, and then it creates, people don't see the bull. They don't see you jumping up and down. You're just in the center of it, and it seems like other people might think you're enlightened or something, but in fact, you're riding a bull. Or that may not be right. That's just, if our sources want to comment on that idea.
You are riding a body.
Yeah. Riding a body, thank you. Not riding a bull, riding a body. And there's constant influences. And if you're going to be a together being, all those influences flow through you and around you, and you have to cope. And you can maybe get closer to the coping of it, but I don't know if you'll ever get it perfect. And it's kind of like you don't know what's going to happen next. So you have to be able, when we do these calls, it's like I had to learn the same concept on doing the calls, because I never knew what was going to happen next. Things would screw up. The line would disconnect. Terry would forget to unmute, you know, whatever. And so I learned how to flow with it. Even though each time something happens, it gives me a little kind of, but I flow around it and get to the next thing. In any case, any closing comments from our sources?
We are honored to have this opportunity to touch base with you, and we do hear you. And thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And Amanda, send your question next week. And let's see. Rosia, send your question. Father's Worries, send your questions. Cleo, send your questions. And on that note, let me see if we'll unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
Sweet dream.
And I hope we'll see you on Sunday. If you knew, our Sunday call is one of our most popular calls. It's got the highest energy. Twice as many people keep coming to it. So Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. Bless you all, and we'll see you next time.
Good night. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Thanks, Winitari.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for the light and energy. Bye.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.